Remote comes with fine print. The word gets you interested. The location rules tell you whether the job is actually available to you.
You can filter for remote and still find a job you cannot take. That is the quiet trick of modern job search. Remote sounds simple. It sounds like a place you're allowed to work from, which is usually home, and home is usually where you already are. But job postings do not always use the word that cleanly. Remote can mean anywhere. Remote can mean anywhere in the United States. Remote can mean anywhere in the United States, except for the states where the company is not set up to employ people. Remote can mean remote most days, but close enough to an office for quarterly meetings. Remote can mean you can work from home, but only if home is near New York, Austin, London, Toronto, or one of the cities the company already decided counts. Tolkien gave us the line everyone knows, "Not all those who wander are lost." He was not writing about job boards, obviously, but it fits. Not every job that wanders outside the office is actually free from place. Some remote jobs still have a map attached.
Remote is not one thing.
The issue is not that companies are lying. Sometimes there are tax rules. Sometimes there are labor laws. Sometimes there are time zones. Sometimes there are clients, travel expectations, licensing rules, data restrictions, or team rituals that really do require geography. The problem is that the word remote has started carrying too much weight. It can describe where you work. It can describe how often you commute. It can describe whether your team is distributed. It can describe a recruiting preference. It can describe a perk. It can describe a role that is remote in practice, but local in fine print. That makes it easy for job seekers to waste time. You see the label, you click, and 10 lines later, you find the real rule.
What the data showed.
In the role-worthy remote reality export, the location summary represented 348,652 active jobs, or job location rows. That export found more than 72,000 rows where the text mentioned remote, but about 39,000 rows were passed as remote flagged jobs. That gap is the interesting part. It does not mean every remote mention was misleading. A job can mention remote work in a benefit, a team description, or a collaboration note without being a remote role. A job can also be hybrid, on-site, or location-bound while still discussing remote tools. But for a job seeker, the takeaway is simple enough. The word remote appearing somewhere in a posting is not the same thing as the job being truly remote for you. The same export also found, text mentions remote, 72,701. Past remote flag jobs, 39,446. Past hybrid flag jobs, 31,959. Country-bound remote flags, 7,991. Region-bound remote flags, 1,874. City-bound remote flags, 11,203. The key phrase there is bound. Remote with boundaries is still useful. It is just not the same thing as remote from anywhere.
Hybrid is its own kind of fine print.
Remote is not the only word doing too much work. Hybrid can mean 2 days in office. It can mean three. It can mean mostly remote unless leadership changes its mind. It can mean we are flexible, or it can mean we are slowly walking everyone back to the office. That is not imaginary. Business Insider recently described hybrid creep, where employers gradually increase required office days. In the Owl Labs data it cited, 34% of US Konmeni full-time workers were expected to be in the office 4 or more days per week, up from 23% in 2023. So when a posting says hybrid, the question is not, is that flexible? The question is, how many days, who decides, and can that change?
Remote is now normal enough to be complicated.
The funny thing is that remote work became common enough to stop being simple. The Guardian's coverage of the Global Survey of Working Arrangements reported that UK workers averaged 1.8 remote days per week, compared with a 1.3-day international average, and described hybrid work as established in advanced economies for workers whose jobs can be done remotely. That is the shift. Remote work is not a strange exception anymore. It is part of the labor market. And once something becomes part of the labor market, companies start defining it in their own ways. Remote is not a universal policy. It is a company policy, sometimes a team policy, sometimes a manager policy, sometimes a compliance policy, dressed up as flexibility.
What to check before you apply?
If remote matters to you, do not stop at the label. Look for the rules. Ask, is this remote from anywhere or only from approved locations? Are there state, country, or time zone restrictions? Is travel required? Is there an office radius? Is the role remote today but hybrid later? Who decides whether the policy changes? Are compensation bands location adjusted? Are meetings built around one time zone? Does remote apply to the whole company or just this team? The point is not to reject every job with fine print. The point is to know the deal before you build your application around a job that was never actually available to you.
The title is not the role. The label is not the rule.
This is the same pattern that shows up all over job search. Manager is not always manager. Fast-paced is not always exciting. Entry level is not always entry level. And remote is not always remote from where you are. The better job search experience would not stop at the label. It would help translate the rule underneath it. Remote from where? Hybrid, how often? On-site by choice or requirement? Time zones fixed or flexible? Travel occasional or expected? That is the layer job seekers need help with. Not more labels, more interpretation, because the word gets you interested. The fine print tells you whether the job is actually yours to consider.